Brother Ken Stone mentioned a very important point. We need to understand the difference between Zionism and Judaism. We have our rabbis here on my right supporting us, not on the other side. So we know what that means. We know what that means. So we need everybody to understand the difference. We are not against Judaism, we are against Zionism. So therefore, with me, when I say Judaism, you say yes. Judaism!
Yes!
Judaism!
Yes!
Judaism!
Yes!
Judaism!
Yes!
When I say Zionism, you say no! Zionism!
No!
Zionism!
No!
Zionism!
No!
Zionism!
No!
Thank you very much. We will be here every time whenever there's an atrocity. We don't look at numbers, we look at the intention. God wants you to stand up for those who are oppressed and do not stand with those who are causing the oppression. So together, we will free Palestine, and we will not stop until our mission is accomplished. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Down with Zionism!
Down with Zionism!
Zionism is racism!
Zionism is racism!
Zionism is racism!
Zionism is racism!
You're not aware that we're aware of your despair. Don't show your tears to your oppressor. Don't show your tears.
Try not to cry, dear.
Angel Lou, where David slew Goliath. This very same place that we be at. Passing through the sand of time. This land been a victim of countless crimes. From crusaders, mongers, to the present aggression. Then the Franks, now even a cruel oppression. If these walls could speak, imagine what would they say? For me in this path that I walk on, there's only one way. Bullets may kill, bones may break. Still I throw stones like David before me. And I say,
try not to cry,
thank you.
Yeah, yeah, I'll throw with
I'll
you.
I'll stand by you.
Stand by you.
I'll flow with you.
Flow with you.
I'll stand by you.
Yeah.
I'll flow with you.
Flow with you.
I'll stand by 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 you. I'll stand by you.
Stand by you.
I'll stand by you.
Stand by you.
I'll stand by you.
Share.
I'll stand by you.
Stand by you.
I'll stand by you.
Sisters, your voices must be well rested. When bombs fall on Gaza every night, how can those mothers be well rested? Raise your voices in support for them. Free, free Palestine! Free, free Gaza! Long live Palestine!
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 USA, you decide!
Justice or genocide!
USA, you decide!
Justice or genocide!
Try not to I'll stand.
by you.
I'll stand by you.
Yeah.
I'll stand by you.
Stand by you.
I'll stand by you.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, I hope you have all made it from in front of that den of evil that's called the US Embassy, that supports all evil in the world. And the greatest evil that they support is the Zionist regime in occupied Palestine. As usual, you brothers, sisters, children, our friends from the Jewish community, our friends from the Christian community, our friends from other communities have made history today once again. You have come out in this blistering heat. Apparently today was the hottest day in the month of Ramadan, and yet you braved the heat, you braved the thirst, you braved the hunger, and you are here for your brothers and sisters in Palestine. And I'm absolutely convinced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in his infinite mercy would reward each and every one of you for your sincerity and for your effort. I will be remiss if I do not thank our volunteers who have done such a tremendous job organizing this rally. They have worked day and night. They've gone around various masajid and centers and places to distribute flyers regarding this rally. And they were at the US consulate many hours before we even reached there. That is dedication. That is sincerity. That is sacrifice. And that's the kind of sacrifice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees and values and cherishes and will inshallah reward.
Inshallah.
That reward is for our brothers and sisters who are our volunteers. And we pray inshallah that you will continue to support this worthy cause. I would also like to thank each and every one of our speakers and our guests, particularly our honorable rabbis that are with us, standing shoulder to shoulder. Their presence means a lot to us because their very presence negates the vile propaganda of the Zionists who accuse us of being racist or terrorists. But look at those thugs that were over there. They were brought when they were bribed. That's what they do. They give them a bottle of beer or they give them a meal and then they come out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's in fact the whole history of Zionism. Zionism cannot survive without the support that is given to it, bucket loads of support by the US government, even at the expense of American people. There are millions of Americans that go hungry, that are in poverty. There are an estimated 48 million Americans that live in poverty. There are 40 million American children that have no medical coverage. There are millions of unemployed people here in Canada. And the government in Ottawa, as many speakers have pointed out before, we need to retire this government, inshallah, on October the 19th. But these Zionist puppets, they are so shameless that they go to occupied Palestine and they announce there to their Zionist masters that we have cut off funding to this church, we have cut off funding or removed charitable status from this organization or that organization because they support Palestinian people. This is the level of degradation that this Canadian government has taken Canada to. That's why it is our responsibility as Canadians to get rid of this government and to bring a government that would truly represent the values of Canadian people. And I believe that the overwhelming majority of Canadian people are very good, very decent human beings. They believe in fairness, they believe in justice, they believe in the rights of the Palestinian people. What we have to do is double our efforts to reach out to them and to tell them that we will march with you shoulder to shoulder, not only for Palestine, but for any cause of justice, whether it's the rights of the postal workers, whether it's the rights of other workers in Canada that are being undermined. And the indigenous people, let's not forget, the indigenous people, yes, on whose sacred soil we stand right now. And we should thank them for giving us this opportunity that we stand on the land of the indigenous people. And if we reach out to our fellow Canadians, I'm absolutely convinced that they, being fair-minded, justice-seeking, justice-loving people, they will stand shoulder to shoulder with us. And this is what we need to do. We need to reach out. We need to break these barriers of isolation. We need to break these barriers of hatred and prejudice. And we can do it. And you have shown it today by your presence here today. And I pray, inshallah, that you will continue to come in these rallies and other rallies for truth and justice. Because it is important that people that believe in these causes have to speak out for them. We can't remain isolated in our mosques or in our community centers. It's important to be out in the field. So once again, brothers and sisters, I would like to express my profound gratitude on behalf of all of the organizers for your presence here today. And I pray to Allah to accept your fast, because it is difficult. But remember, the early Muslims that established Islam in the Arabian Peninsula had to endure far greater sacrifices than we have. And if we are true to our faith, then there is no reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not crown our efforts with glory.
Inshallah.
And I see the day clearly. Inshallah, in my lifetime, I'm about to retire. But I'm not going to retire, don't worry. Unless somebody thinks that I'm going to retire and just keep quiet. No way. I've not been quiet since I could start, when I started speaking. I used to give the Zionist hell when I was in England as a student. I would go to Hyde Park to the speaker's corner, and the Zionists would be speaking, and I would get a chair and a few friends, and we would start speaking, and their gathering would dissipate, and they would all come over us to our place, because we would give them so much hell.
Yeah. MashaAllah.
So I've been in this struggle for a long time. And I intend to be around until my last breath, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And I want you also, please, to make that commitment for the sake of truth and justice. It's extremely important that we as Muslims must live up to our values of justice and fairness and honor for all people. And that is what will enable us to hold our heads high and our shoulders high. Once again, thank you very much. May God bless you for all your efforts. And now please, when you go, make sure that you get your right kinds of buses. Don't get on the wrong bus or you'll end up in Mississauga or Brampton.
That's the right bus.
That's the right bus. That's it. Yeah, we're going to Richmond Hill. So I think some of the buses are already there. Yeah, okay. So please look for your buses and then you go. But before you go, I'll hand it over to the brother to make one final announcement.
Brothers and sisters, this brings a close to our protest today. I'd like to echo Brother Duffer's sentiments and thanking each and every one of you for coming today. Just a couple announcements. If you have a sign, please drop your sign off on my left. There's a tree right there. Drop it off underneath there. The buckets for fundraising are still going around. Please contribute even a little bit. Will help out, brothers and sisters. If some of us, if all of us contribute a little bit, it will go a long way, inshallah. For those who are wearing volunteer vests, do not take them off. I repeat, do not take them off until your team lead tells you to. You might need to help some people walking back.
Yeah.